Right, so first thing, Rob, was really just, it's been a difficult season so far for Man Met. What's to come, really, after the Christmas break? What's to come for the rest of the season?
Well, we have had a difficult season. What we had is an abundance of final year students from last year graduate. So we're left with a very, very young team. And you'll know, when you're 18, you're a lot sort of, you're not as developed as when you're 21. And we're coming across just more physically powerful teams.
Yeah.
And that is having a big impact on us. Also, it's gelling. We're probably running at 65% of our first team, our first years. So we keep that together. Next year, year three, we're going to be a very strong team. What Man Met Uni have managed to find and it is a budget for coaching, and not just in rugby now. We were the first coaches to be paid. They've now found a budget across all the core sports. What that's doing is improving numbers, improving just the atmosphere. You had an environment where it was friends selecting friends. Now it's very much things done correctly. And so the university is moving forward and they're focusing a lot more on sport.
And unlike the Premiership, Premiership leagues, there's still plenty of games left in the Northern leagues, isn't there? There's still, I think in the Premiership there's just three left, but there's still plenty left for Manchester. So there's time to turn it around.
Yeah, absolutely. We're bottom place gets relegated. We beat Liverpool University third team. Fairly convincingly, we're off the bottom, and we've got a couple of the, shall we say, weaker teams in our league to play at home, and our team is getting better and better each week as we generate that team culture, team environment. We've got 67 members now compared to 38 last year.
Brilliant.
So we're running three teams consistently every week. And our second team at the top of the league.
Fantastic. And your first team are in the Northern 2A.
Yes.
And really, how's the league shaped up this year? Who is there to watch out for, and what are your predictions?
Well, you've got a couple of universities in there that you wouldn't expect to be at that level, i.e. Lancaster. I think they must have hugely underperformed over the last 3-4 years to be at that level. And we're turning up really against lads that have played university all their lives at private school. And you know, speaking to their coach, they were 65% third years. Lancaster have got a superb setup, really geared for sport. Man Met Uni, I suppose, struggle as a university. They don't have one campus for sport, so they're spread out. However, at Broughton Park, using Broughton Park, they have a fantastic facility. Another very good, strong side at that level is Edge Hill. I think they'll get 2-3 promotions. They've introduced an elite player system, and they've got fantastic facilities. Having said that, Man Met Uni just introduced an elite player profile, so we're expecting some big names, future stars coming to the university.
Brilliant. And as a general sort of look at all the lower leagues, really, how have they shaped up this year? Is there anyone who's standing out who could easily make that transition up to the Premier A or Premier B?
Yeah, I mean, I played at Northern University, and the quality of the players was superb. But you see 2-3 players. Take Edge Hill. They had two players starting for them that start for Coldy, which are, correct me if I'm wrong, National 2.
Yep.
You know, that is three levels higher than our players, our best players.
Right.
So they're doing something right to attract those players and allowing them to be released by Coldy. Edge Hill have got the setup, they've got the system in place. Are they going to attract the academics? I don't know. Are they going to attract the people that are rugby thoroughbreds? I don't know. But they certainly had a very, very good team. I'm not sure what their sporting system's like. But Lancaster University, they have no excuses not to be Prem A, Prem B. And I would say anything less than Prem B as a university would be underachieving.
Right.
We play Leeds Met seconds. I think they've dropped off. They should be certainly punching higher. They've got a fantastic setup there and a fantastic sort of alliance with the Leeds Carnegie, or are they called the Tykes? I forget.
Yeah, Carnegie. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one. I can't fault the pitches we play on at this level are superb. The facilities are superb. The refereeing standard takes a little bit to be desired, but no. What it seems is every university has a coach. It seems like, you know, they're all well prepared. The big thing I'd like to see, and I think, I don't know whether it's indicative of the polytechnics, the old polytechnics, is making sure Wednesdays are given to the students for sports. There's too many restrictions at certain universities that, you know, you're not every student is able to play sports.
Yeah.
Because they might have lectures on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
I think that's the biggest difference between your big universities, your sporting universities, and your old polytechnics.
Mm. Yeah, interesting point. I've definitely experienced that myself. And yeah. Just finally, your next game is this Wednesday, am I right? Tomorrow?
No, just for a second. We don't have a game tomorrow. We're
right.
The following week, and I'm just forgetting who we're playing.
Okay. No, that's no problem. Don't worry, I must have got the wrong dates when we've seen it. But, okay, well...